are committed to transforming credit unions, the way they interact with members. How do you do it? Transformation is a big word.
It is.
So how are you guys doing that?
Well, we look at things, try to be a little more forward-looking with how we're going to serve the members going forward. Mm-hmm. We see things moving towards electronic and digital, and we're trying to prepare every channel that we provide our members today in order to prepare for that. So if we can transform our branches, if we can transform our mobile and digital banking, if we can transform the services through back office support, mm-hmm. those kinds of things, that's what we're trying to
do. And how has this process gone so far? I mean, are you in the midst of it, or is it kind of like owning a home and it's always
a little bit
working on?
A little bit like that. You know, it's gone very well so far. We're pretty happy with the way our members have adapted mm-hmm. to what we've done, particularly mm-hmm. in our branches and with our mobile and online banking. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is going to get on board, but the vast majority have.
Right.
And the complaints that we've had have actually been fairly minimal. So we're pretty happy about that. Our members seem to be very adapted to that new channels mm-hmm. and the new service platform we have.
It's almost kind of a have to today. I mean, to transform like you have in order to, one of the big words right now with credit unions is to be relevant. And so to do this, you guys got to stay essentially ahead of the curve to be attractive and to retain those members.
Yeah, we have to. We've got to get more efficient, and that's really what's probably driven
mm-hmm. yeah.
most of what we're doing. As the margins have decreased from an interest rate perspective, mm-hmm. We've had to do a better job of operations. Mm-hmm. We've had to do a better job of managing how we offer and what services we offer to our members.
Yeah.
And sometimes we've also had to say we're not going to offer that service anymore.
Right.
That's probably the toughest thing we've had to do.
Well, speaking of services, how did the folks here at CU Engage help you out in this process of transformation?
Well, we got involved with CU Engage several months back, and mm-hmm. one of the things we're trying to do is drive a little more efficiency with some of the card channels mm-hmm. and the electronic mm-hmm. channels that we use. We're hoping that they can bring an expertise that, quite frankly, we don't have internally.
Right, right.
We have folks that are day-to-day employees managing the balancing and the processing,
right.
Trying to do the best, hanging on to fraud and going through those things as they can and they do every day. Mm-hmm. CU Engage brings a different level of talent to the equation for mm-hmm. us mm-hmm. and something that we feel like we absolutely need because we just can't know everything
right.
at the credit union.
Right. It's good to have that outlet as well, you know?
Yeah, someone to bounce some ideas off mm-hmm. of, mm-hmm. to get some input because they have a range of clients that they have that are maybe doing things differently and better than us.
Yeah.
And so we'd like to be able to lever that as well.
Oh, that's a great idea to kind of collaborate and go, hey, what are they? Oh, let's adopt that at
sure.
our credit union.
Sure, Excellent. Why not? We're okay with being a fast follower.
Of course, nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we don't need to be bleeding edge all the time.
Right, right. And we're in the right industry to share because everyone kind of shares. So very cool. All right, last question here. I mean, how do you see 2016 wrapping up in regards to the transformation and the cards going digital?
Well, it just sort of started, 2016, so.
Oh, I see. How do you see it turning out?
Well, for us at least, we're going to have some transition the middle part of the year.
Okay.
We're doing an online and digital banking conversion, a bill pay conversion, into something that we hope is going to be a better experience mm-hmm. for members. You know, you hear a lot about experience and those kinds of things, and I don't know if experience is a good word or not. I like to think that it's more about how things flow. When members use one channel, does it flow into another? Does that one flow into another?
Okay.
Very
okay.
seamlessly and keep the members interested as well as, give them a confidence about security and safety and those kinds of things.
That kind of familiarity between all channels.
Yeah.
Very important. Great message to end on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.